We're unable to think of recording it.
Yes, that's really sad, isn't it?
Yeah, well, you know, that's my whole, you know, it's like if we're a spiritual fellowship, then nothing is, you know.
Do you think it was overkill for me to say that you all were temporary at the office?
No.
No.
They need to be reminded of that on an almost daily basis.
Well, they didn't respond a lot to it, did they?
No, no, it's true. Should we rewrite it, or should we keep the one we got?
If we were to use this as a basis of what not to put in it, this would be a good, you know.
But how are you going to fix it? That's what I'm saying.
This gives us a clue. This document tells us where they are, where they're coming from, and what they want.
It also tells us what needs to be in a first document, okay?
Right.
Each one of you can take this and write your own first document.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. So maybe that's the direction to go in. Submit that along with, I don't know if it can be done in 3 weeks, but it probably could. Submit that along with what Bill said. Everybody write down what they want. Submit them all and see what we end up with.
Well, you know, I think it's abundantly clear what we want. You know? And I think that it's the denial on the part of those that don't want what we want. You know, they're just totally, how the fuck could it be more clear? I mean, we want fellowship on the ship.
Well, it could be more clear if both people were saying it in unison.
Yeah.
It could be more clear.
Also, you may be doing step work because I believe the principles that you are talking about are foreign concepts.
To them.
Huh?
To them.
I didn't hear you.
Foreign concepts to them.
Yeah, right. I
would agree with that.
So, you know, maybe it's always the process that's important anyways, it's never the end result. And maybe that's part of what's going on here. First is my input.
Well, I think process is vitally important to, you know, for inclusion.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we've cast out addicts.
Right.
We're throwing them away.
Right.
We're telling them that they really don't matter.
Okay.
You know, and I mean, I've heard you speak 5 times, and every time you get to that point, I break out in tears, you know, and that's where it's at for me. I mean, you know, it's written all over me what I'm about, you know.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't give a fuck what they do, to be, you know, 100% honest. If I'm looking for, you know, sometimes, you know, you have a cancerous limb, you cut it off.
Right.
And the body survives. If you allow the cancer to continue to spread.
That certain mentality flourished under Bob Stone, and he cultivated it, like we hired for it and warned it.
I don't buy that shit.
You don't think so?
No, I don't buy it because Bob Stone was so codependent he'd do anything for anyone else. So he was, you know, all he was, you know, I'm sorry that I gotta be graphic, but I don't know any other way to be. He was a fucking jailhouse punk with his ass up in the air. And everybody had him.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And, you know, I kind of feel sorry for the guy, but I feel sorry for us more than anything else because we keep looking, and this is, I gotta say that, you know, everybody that I talk to, almost everybody that I talk to, wants to find a way to forgive. And what's been going on, and the people who have been doing it, have done things that are just unforgivable. So, you know, I don't you know.
Why does Stu always have such a hostile and surprised reaction when you reference stuff like that?
Well,
he just blind to it, or is he a participant?
You've been in recovery a long time. I mean, you know, when the disease always rejects recovery.
Right.
I mean, that's a given. And when you work a program, you can incorporate that into your response to things, and you can process it and inventory it, and if you're wrong, promptly admit it. I have a saying, you have to have a program not to work one. And it's not the fact that, you know, they may have programs in other areas of their life, but they've been in that service structure too long. They have no recovery in that context. And it's time for all of them to go home. Go home. Just get the fuck out. And I really believe that. I don't, you know, I can look at the conference and I can say to myself, I know that I will go out there and come back more fucked up and depressed than I was last year.
Yeah.
The handwriting is on the wall. It's over.
What were you worried about with the World Service Conference? You said to me, asking them to head off something.
You're talking to me or to him?
To Dave.
Well, I'll tell you what it is. Very simple.
Excuse me, I'm up. We got to go open our home group meeting. We have a meeting Wednesday night. It's 8:30 here, Bill. It's 5 to 10. It's really neat. Down where we had
workshops.
So,
I'm surrounded by
100
children.
Yeah, I understand. I truly do.
I love you. Bye.
Maybe we can work that out. You can come visit us, okay?
That'd be lovely.
Okay, we'll talk to you later. I love you very much, Dave. Guys, take care now.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Drive careful.
So you're asking me, you know, you're asking me, it's over. It is over.
What's over?
World Services. It, people just don't know it. You remember when you said to me, damn, they stand, you know, they were heckling me, and you stood up and said, this guy's Ralph Naylor Van Ame. Boy, we should be grateful he got this. And he's straight up, and he's a year ahead of time, and he's always been right.
Yeah.
Well, shit. That's no fucking solace for me, Bo. The fact of the matter is, that with the change in the conference and all of this stuff, the only thing that we can hope for is a fucking rebellion. That's all we can hope for, because it's a done deal, man. Motion 13 from 2 years ago turns into motion, you know, 1 this year. Motion 6, 7, 8, 12, 19, are all rewritten motion number 3 from last year. Here's, we're going to move the conference around. Why? So we can diffuse some of the anxiety that's out there. So we'll move the conference around. So we're, you know, it's, throw the fucking fellowship a bone. In the meantime, it goes on. It goes on. It hasn't stopped. It hasn't changed. The only thing that can change it is to end it. And that's why I'm in support of the alternative structure. And the Speaking of Service newsletter will be concentrating on that. You know, it's like, who needs it?
But we're going to keep the same calls cropping up there.
Hopefully recovery. People will be coming in, such as yourself, me, if I'm fortunate to be alive, who have had experience in both structures, saw what worked. We've been out of it long enough to have worked a personal program, too. You know, we're not that, you know, you know, we're not that service obsessed. You know, we've had some time to be out of it and work a personal program.
a lot of people saw me as service and stress, so I was only obsessed with helping people, and whenever the other stuff came up, I always got sleepy.
Yeah, I know.
But I let fight discussions that turn me on much.
Well, I...
Things are much better here, Dave. I just couldn't... I mean, I would have to take a long time to explain it to you, but I mean, just like every day.
Uh-huh.
And I'm making money, and I'm getting bills paid, and talked to my sponsor the other night, and he's doing good, except he's got a brother dying of cancer in Cleveland. How's bothering his son?
Yeah.
Well, he's just doing better in school. Victor's on his way to, I think.
Not stealing any more cars, is he?
Huh?
Not stealing any more cars, is he?
No, and I've got the check written to pay off the last of that damn time. And, and really, I'm just very grateful. I mean, it's not like showing an outward wage yet, like a general improvement, but we got the roof patched, and now we're about to patch the ceiling, and all that's preparatory to moving out and renting the apartment upstairs, and renting us a house or apartment, whatever, in Hopewell.
Yeah.
The ammo car's still running, still gas hog, but at least it's still running. Jobs are coming in and going out. I'm fixing to do my second round of producing $11,000 worth of bumper stickers. I sold $1,200 worth in 3 hours at Ocean City under the auspice of Northern Virginia office.
Yeah.
And I gave them $400 and came home with $8. So, I mean, in the old days, that was just not even around. And also, I'm doing some new stickers, which is kind of fun. I don't know if everybody gets them, but I like doing them.
Well, I'll tell you what, I am jammed up and whacked out and tired out and drained and exhausted, and, you know, I don't know how much longer I can talk, but,
How is the, ocean and sunshine doing down there?
It's hot as hell, the mosquitoes are ferocious, and, I drove up to the beach yesterday, but I haven't been on it yet.
Well, there might be some pretty girls out there.
Yeah, well, there are.
Worth a look.
Well, there are, but, you know, I'm not terribly fucking interested. I like my own.
What's the town right now? Is it good?
Yeah, not bad. The area service is a fucking disaster, and, you know, there's been a lot of disunity here for a long time. But it's, you know, not irreconcilable. We're getting together with some other groups, and